Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Where'd you find this, Producer Matt? Sounds like a knockoff Bare Naked Ladies.
The rapper off this.
Deep in YouTube.
What'd you do? Type in Happy Birthday, Sydney?
Yep.
Let it play for a minute. Hold on. Sydney, oh, let it play. We got Colony's on his way, and we got to let him hear this. Colony, hurry up. Put your earphones on. Yeah, all right. Woo. No idea who that is.
No Billy Nardozzi, but
no,
it was good.
It's tough to be Billy Nardozzi. It ain't tough to be Sid, though. He's 30 today. Mm. You heard right there. You may hear that again a couple times. Wow, that's good stuff. So Sid's 30. He's won 3 cups, 2 Conn Smythe. We know this. 6-time All-Star. Does he go to the All-Star game, though? I don't know. 6-time All-Star. I don't know if he's been there yet. But he should.
It's been a while.
Yeah. 2-time Hart Trophy, 2-time Art Ross, signed through 2026 or whatever it is. He'll be 38 years old. What's it look like from here on out? Is Sid going to – first of all, is he going to see the end of this contract or he retire first?
I think he may retire just a year shy of that. That seems like a big number. But I'll tell you what, if under Johnston, he ages like a dog. Sullivan, the youth is there, so I think it's helped him, his maturity or as far as growth or his – angst for the game. I mean, he doesn't seem like he's a 30-year-old guy who's been in the league forever. He seems like a young guy who's still hungry. But Johnston, he'd be like an old man out there.
To think of 8 more years from Sid, I think that's a big ask.
Yeah.
I think that we'll see 5, maybe 6 more years. I don't know if we'll see the 8 years from Sid.
Unless something happens with his concussions, he plays it out.
Wow.
No question.
Wow. Okay.
No question.
Well, there won't be anybody who prepares to play. I mean, he'll be prepared to. But you're right about the concussion. I just think his body may deteriorate some. It may let him down. Now, the other thing, though, too, is, Jim, we could meet in the middle somewhere. He may play a 50-game season. You know, he could play a 45-game season and then be all systems go, be ready to go for the playoffs. That might be an option the last couple years.
Not to say that he's going to play until he's 45 years old, but I think that Sid looks at Yager, and you know how he develops challenges? You know, like he'll say, okay, this guy's doing, okay, he's doing that, I can do it. I think he has an eye toward that, and I have no insight. I've never asked him about that. But that seems like the sort of thing that Sid would look at and say,
Sid's still playing.
Well, like, he has internal challenges. Jim is dead right about that. Like, what motivation was there to take college classes other than an internal challenge?
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
But he also seems like someone who plays at such a high level where he's like, if I can't play there, then I need to stop. And he's playing there still.
You're right. But I can't see him not. And the funny thing is, you're right, with Mike Johnston, the first half of that season before Sullivan got hired, it was like, man, what's wrong with this guy? It looked like he had hit that wall that you see guys hit at some point. But he keeps himself in such great shape. I just think unless something happens and we find out more about CTE and that kind of stuff, that's something that would affect him. But otherwise, I think, I mean, what else would he do? He just seems like
he's consumed. We know nothing about him.
There's
no wife, kids creeping in. Oh, life took over. Now I'm starting. He just seems so focused on hockey.
That's okay.
That's a great thing.
I think he's got the cup right now, too.
He had it up on the lake, and he was standing at the end of his boat dock. Yeah, he went to a children's hospital. He went to a retirement home. It was very nice, both of those things. 412-928-9370.
He's going to run out of places to go up there.
All right, how many more cups? That's the subject of our Twitter poll, at Fan Morning Show. I don't know if you voted or not. I looked at it. I haven't voted yet because I didn't want to. I wanted to think about it some more. Sidney Crosby's 30 today. How many more cups will he win during his career? 0, 1, 2, or 3? Seems like the balance of the people think 2 more cups. A lot of people think 1 more cup. Very few think 0 or 3+. I think it'll be 1 or 2. I think these people who have voted so far are dead right about this. But it'll all be up to his health. Are we past the point, though, where we hold our breath every time he has the puck, every time he goes into a corner, every time he goes into as coaches like to call it, a battle zone? Because I like to think I'm past it. I'm past it when he goes in there. I'm not past it when he takes a hit. When he takes a hit, I'm still worried.
You're reminded quickly.
Yes.
Yeah, and you go right back to that. Does he play longer than Gino?
Yeah, I think he does. I think Geno might do something crazy and just go back to Russia and play like 2 years at the end.
Yeah, I could see that happening. I don't know. A lot of this depends on what happens. You know, Sid's got to be completely consumed now with trying to win three in a row. Mm-hmm. You know, not that he ever doesn't try to, you know, ever doesn't try to win, but it was like, you know, trying to go back to back and being motivated by it, something that hadn't been done in nearly 20 years. And now you have to go back to, I think, the Edmonton Oilers? Are they the last guys that won three in a row? And so then you go another 10 years back. And he's got to figure, okay, here's just another thing I can add to whatever he's adding to. He doesn't like to talk about his own legacy, but it's about the team. And of course, he's never going to catch Mario with Stanley Cups.
I'm totally depressed to think about the Penguins organization without Sid. I mean, because that would be the first superstar athlete in town that I would be old enough to see his career from start to back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, Andrew McCutchen would be another one. Like, I'm getting to that age
Sid's,
now. That
Sid's
going to
be here longer than those
Ben.
Two
and
guys.
Ben. You watched all three of them.
And Ben, this is the first crop of a superstar athletes in town where I would have seen front to back, start to finish, and remembered it. Like, really understood what it meant. And that's when you know, that's when I'm getting old. That's the part that sucks, too. But the Penguins organization is Sidney Crosby. You know, he is the most low-key, big-time megastar that there is in any sport. And it's not, I don't think it's even close.
Well, yeah, well, he's the best player in the game. I was going to say, Curtis Martin ended up in the Hall of Fame and managed to be a really low-key guy in New York City. And I know the Jets are second fiddle to the, he was in Boston and New York. Two of the biggest media markets. Well, New York is the biggest, and yet he managed to get through and be very, you know, maintain a very private life for the most part in those two cities.
But he wasn't the biggest player
in
the game, right?
No, like Brady, you know, Brady would be, you know, there's the biggest player in that game, I think in Pittsburgh, by and large, I think that these guys are given. They're given their space.
Right.
The three guys we mentioned, Roethlisberger, I know he got himself into jams, but since then, everybody's been really respectful. Same thing with McCutchen.
Including that Pittsburgh lefty tried to take on 2nd Avenue that one time.
Oh, Ben?
Yes, on that motorcycle.
Well, no, he was going straight.
Yeah, that lady. I guess it was the lady.
Yeah.
The Pittsburgh left. Yep. Yes, so there was that. Well, you know, Sid, though, I mean, you're right. I think people respect that. And that's why I think athletes like to come here, too, and play here. Because people don't jag them off too much. You just give them your space. You get that idiot every once in a while, the terrible towel in their back pocket, and a Mahler's T-shirt that wants to come up to you at
or that guy
dinner.
Who tried to impersonate Roethlisberger, Jeremy Tooman,
and
Jay Riemersma for some reason. I don't know why. I don't know what he ever got out of being Jay Riemersma.
That was
no offense to Jay Riemersma, but
10 years ago, like. 10 years ago, like a week ago, is when that was. It was the exact day that the guy was impersonating.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because you know.
Who was the guy who was impersonating? It was impersonating like an NBA star or somebody and got caught. NFL star. It was the same day, 10 years to the day. It was just last week.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.